watching Pageant Cast, and as I like to annually do after the big nationally televised pageants, I give you the analysis nobody else does, namely, how'd they do in the ratings? I'm Tim Kretschmann. All the ratings information you're going to see here came from somebody other than Miss America, Miss USA, namely TV by the numbers by Zap to it. They're impartial. They put out what it actually is. So let's take a look at the graphic that it took me days to put together. Here it is. That's your pageant ratings. Now, Miss America is the blue line. The red line with that huge dip in there, that's Miss USA. And then the golden line is Miss Universe. You will notice, for most of history there, and this is only going back through 2010, most of history, Miss America is just dominating over Miss USA and Miss Universe. Now, the year that they beat Miss America, that was back when they were still screwing around on those cable channels. Once they got back on ABC, up they went. Now, you'll also notice, of course, the huge dip for Miss USA. That was the year of the Trumpism and that whole thing kind of falling apart for that particular year. Oddly, that year, Miss Universe was way up. So it, kind of a dichotomy that happened that one year. You will see that Miss USA came back nicely this year and it had about 4.5 million viewers. Miss Universe this past year was at 5.5 viewers, million viewers. That's down a lot. They were at 7.5. They literally lost 2 million viewers by going to Fox. That's just a fact. And then we have Miss America, which this year went down nearly 1 million viewers. This is not something that Miss America comes out with. In fact, Miss America probably puts out the most disingenuous of all the different pageants. Their rating PR releases are typically very rosy. They'll say, well, you know, for 12-year-olds that don't read and write so well, between 9:15 and 9:30, our ratings were up. You know, they'll find something, and you can always find something where you're doing a little bit better. Miss America just it does it to a degree where it seems needy. It's like somebody, they got too many interns just trying to come up with ways to spin the numbers. But let's get back to a 6.23 million. Now, before you sit there and you beat up on Miss America, that's still a full million more. Actually, it's 2 million more than Miss USA got in its last broadcast. So let's not get crazy. And the next Miss USA broadcast is again going to be on Fox. So unless Fox has something magical going on over there, they've got a lot of work to do. But Miss America did well, not great. Okay, they are definitely in a slide, but pageants have been in a slide. To give you an idea, 1991, 26 million watched Miss America. In 88, it was 33 million. And back then, up until about 1990, Miss Universe, I have a lot of the years for Miss Universe. Miss Universe was hitting the mid 30 million mark on a regular basis, and it was right about 88 when those ratings started to take a huge slide, and it slid from 88 to about 95, and then Miss Universe kind of plateaued right around the 10 million mark. It took another big slide in 2006. Now, why is that important? That's also when Miss America went kerplooey and kerplop, and they ended up on basic cable, or not even basic cable, actually extended cable. Ew. So that's where the other big slide came. Now, Miss America from like 2009 was at like 3.5 million viewers. It's up about double of where it was in 2009. So a nice growth. You know, as much as I love ripping on Sam Haskell pushing his book every time I look at the Miss America webpage, the guy took a dead corpse and brought it back to life because Art McMaster really put it down. I mean, he lost ABC that time, and Haskell got him back on, and they started improving almost immediately once they got out of cable. So, hats off to them. Miss Teen USA has been gone now almost forever, so I don't have any data for them. But anyway, that's the ratings review for late 2016, and we wish all the best to the pageants for the next year. It really was a rough year for pageants, so hopefully we'll get some better ratings coming up in the very near future. It's here! Now the Pageant Cast has an app for your Android phone. Longest running podcast on beauty pageants on the internet is now available in app form in the Google Play Store. It includes quick connections to PageantCast on Facebook, Twitter, and our massive YouTube channel, not to mention our great website. Listen and watch our content on your phone anywhere. Download in Google Play Store today for free.
Hi everyone, I am Brianna Branson, Miss Midwest Global United, and you're watching Pageant Cast.
I'm Amy Gregorio, Mrs. International 2013, and I challenge you to be the voice for a child who needs someone to speak up for their rights. I'm ACASA, a court-appointed special advocate for abused and neglected children who desperately need all of us. I urge you to take your time, do some research, find us at casaforchildren.org. And step up and stand up for these children.
TKPN.